How many of you here have a mother, living mother? All right, a living mother. And some of you probably, if you did not raise your hand, is because probably your mother is sleeping, waiting for the Lord to come, right? This week, as I was studying for the message, I received an email from a church member that used to be, when I was a pastor of Claremont many, many, many years ago, she added my email to her prayer list. And I keep receiving, even though I haven't seen them close more than 20 years, I still keep receiving her emails. And one email that I received, and I thought, what a timing, was just two or three days ago. It mentioned, pray for this family, because a mother, she was expecting, she was about to have a baby, and she was just 34 years old, and she started having difficulty in breathing. So she went to see a doctor, the doctor gave her some medication, she went home, and the problem persisted, so she was taken to the hospital. And there they tried many things, and eventually she fell asleep, and the baby too. Now I keep thinking about very so close to celebrate Mother's Day, and that she was about to give birth, and yet now the family is crying, and you know, the little ones, the husband, and so it does happen. Those things do happen. Sometimes when a situation like this happens, some people get so discouraged, it looks like their life is over. Because there is no person more important in our lives than a mother. And so today, if you are a Seventh-day Adventist, you are blessed because we celebrate you today and tomorrow. So today we cannot take you to the restaurant, but tomorrow we can. Okay, today you're not supposed to go to the restaurant, but tomorrow you can. So today, you are just relax, enjoy the fact that you are very special. And I hope that, I like it was said here before, you don't feel special only today. Because sadly, I know that the intent when the people create a day to celebrate something, and looks like we have that day, we go punch the clock, and that's it. The rest of the year, we paid our dues. Now, I hope that I use this day as extra day, but every single day, celebrate the blessing to have a mother. And it comes from someone, I don't want to make anybody sad or anything else, but I remember when I saw my mother for the first time in my life. I was 2. And then she disappeared. And when I saw her again, I was 38. So those that have a mother, hang to your mom. Don't let her go. If she goes somewhere, follow her. Don't stay with her. She is very special. She will change your life. She will modify. She will shape your life. It is very important for you to honor her. So let's do this today. Okay? The title is just Mother. That's the title for the message today. I didn't want to make a long Mother in different languages. Look at this screen. I've just put few of them here. Filipino. Yeah, Filipino there too. Mommy, mama, and some of these have a different. Some languages have a few, but I chose the one, and I'll tell you why I chose those that are. I have here. Swahili, we don't have anybody from, oh yes, we have some that speak Swahili here, Mama, and I'm not going to try to pronounce them because some of them I have no idea how to pronounce. And there's, even in Greek is Mama, and Mandarin, I was surprised, is Mama also, and Quechua, and in Hindi, and then Vietnamese, By the way, also in Japanese, I don't have there, but many other languages. I look at many different languages. Russian, Ukraine, all of them. And then here are some of them. I put this list here. I'm very familiar with the last one. If you want to, a mine, that's the way we pronounce. Or if you want to make a, like mommy, is mamãe. That's the way you say in Portuguese. What? Yes, they have many, have few of them. I saw nine also. I saw all of them, but I chose this one because they said that some people use that too. Okay, now, the word mother, where does it come from? The word for mother in Hebrew is ima, the most common we use now. Then also, they know that this came from the Aramaic. And then it says E-M-M, Emma. Actually, they are trying just to pronounce the letter M. That's why we put in a bulletin this good-looking boy holding the letter M. So the word M in Hebrew actually means water. And you wonder, why would they use the word water to symbolize mother? If you're a mother, you know what that means. It breaks the water, you bring someone to life. And so that's why they thought that the most appropriate word to use in the beginning was water. So let me give you more details. Etymology of the name Eve. Most, if not all, translators and interpreters derive the name Eve from the verb haya, which means to live, to have life, and can be also to give life. Now imagine this. Mother is the water. Eve is the one who gives life. The water gives life. So they are related. The process was when she gave birth, he said, I'll call her Eve. Look, this is what the verse says. And Adam called his wife's name Eve. Why? Because she was the water that gives life. Basically, that's what it says. And the Bible says that everything was taken out of water. And some of you need to be born again. We can put some water there and take care of business, all right? So it says, born out of water, mother of all living. That's Genesis 3, verse 20. That's the meaning for Eve. Now, that's why I chose to put this little boy holding the letter M. Now, I don't know, I'm speculating, but why is M also for mother? And if you put M upside down, you can get a wall, but you can get a woman, you can get water, and goes on. But let me show you why I think about this. It says, and Adam called her his wife Eve because she was the water of all, or gave all birth to all living. Here are the letters, Emmy, mother. This one also, the Aleph can be interpreted as E, I, or A. And if you, those of you that speaks Spanish or Portuguese, A-M-A becomes Ama. And you know what Ama means. Your mother loves you. So it's a, it just thought something that came to my mind too, Ama. And here is the short version for E, M, M. And also the M itself, which is water. Now let me give you what it tells. He's holding the ham. Now this is actually the symbol in Egyptian and also Phoenician. What do you see in that? I'm talking about the black sign there. What did you see in that? It looks like W, doesn't it? That's what I was telling you, that a woman with W, womb with W, water with W, and also mother with M. But this is actually was M, because it did like this as a symbol of water. So every single time that you saw this symbol, it means water. In some languages, you call a sea, you call mar, M-A-R. That's where the word marine comes from, marine life. The M-A-R, the M is a symbol of water. That's why those words start with M. And here is what we, sometimes I click and it goes too fast. It then kills the whole process. So here is what it is, mother. Water in the Bible is for cleaning, is for blessing, is representing people, also life, creation, and mother, and many other meanings. But I just chose six just for today. Our need for water. We can live without food for quite a while, but the water we need all the time. And some people need to be reminded that water is good in and out. You know, water is good for both. It's for us to take in, but also water cleans us, refresh, and give us. It says here, words of wisdom are a stream that flows from a deep foundation. And who is a deep foundation that provides us the living water? Christ himself, right? We must respect. We must respect your mother. You must respect your mother. Amen. And father. You got the amen before the father, so it's good. You must respect your mother, definitely. And father. And you must keep my Sabbaths. Amen. I am the Lord your God. I noticed that in the entire Bible, this is the only time that they chose to put the mother first. All the other ones says, honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. But this is the only one. And this is the chapter in the Bible that talks about holiness. And it's not a coincidence that they decide to put mother first and also connect the mother, the father, and the heavenly father, all in the same process for us to remember to respect. We must respect your mother, your father, and above all, remember your heavenly father. That's what it means, my Sabbaths. We must respect as well. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world. But what happens? You are surpassed them all. My son, keep your father's commandments. And don't forget your mom's teaching. Don't. Amen. Don't. We must remember, keep her words in your mind forever. For how long? Forever, as though you had them tied around your neck. Proverbs 6, 20 and 22, all the way to 22. It says here, they will give, what is they? The teachings will give you when you walk. It says, will guide you when you walk. Don't give, will guide you when you walk. They will guard you when you sleep. And they will speak when you're awake. I like, they will guide when you walk, they will guard when you sleep, and they will speak, meaning they will instruct you when you're awake. This is the teachings of the mother, it says in Proverbs. The beauty of the godly mother. Be beautiful in your heart by being gentle and quiet. This is a device that the Bible gives to mothers. Sometimes people can be over preoccupied how do they look. And sometimes they don't take care of the most important part of our beauty, is the beauty that is inside. So the Bible advises you, mother, be beautiful in your heart. Amen. By being gentle and quiet. Amen. This kind of beauty will last for how long? Ever. It is for, will last forever. And God considers it very special. 1 Peter 3, verse 4. The highest joy of a godly mother. Do you want to know who is the highest joy of a godly mother? Anybody have an idea? Oh, that's good too. Nothing brings me greater happiness than to hear that my children are obeying the truth. Amen. Why? Because I may have my children for a while, but if they obey the truth, they are well behaved. And they're going to stay with you forever. All right? John chapter 1, verse 4, contemporary English version. Once again, let me repeat, nothing brings me greater happiness than to hear that my children are obeying the truth. And the truth there, of course, I put in capitalized, is for Jesus Christ. We must appreciate her children stand and bless her. Her husband plays her. We already mentioned this. And then there are many virtuous and capable women in the world. But here it says, but you surpass them all. Why? Because you're my mom. There's no other like you. Proverbs 31, verse 28 and 29. We must appreciate, reward her for all she has done. There's nothing more hurtful than people that are not grateful. You know, when you give love, when you give everything to your child, and your child, you know, don't pay attention to you. Don't give to you back the sense of appreciation for what you do. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. In other words, mothers, don't wait so much for the praise. Do it because you praise him when you do this for his children. We like to mention to all of you mothers, Happy Mother's Day. May the Lord bless you today, tomorrow, and every single day until that day when Jesus Christ comes and you say, Lord, here I am, and here are the children that you entrust under my care. Amen. Be a good mother. Amen. Take your child to Jesus Christ's feet. Take them there. Happy Mother's Day. Yes, now we have a gift for the mothers that are here. But before we do this, now we're going to give the gifts first, then we sing. Yeah. Yes.